Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the third day of April, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is Perilous Times. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambith. Callers are welcome, of course, especially now in these days of all this calamity. This is a platform not only for me to get information out to you, but for you all to share it with me and your brothers and sisters here on the platform. And today I did not have a brain cramp, and the recording has already started. So this past Wednesday we had what I thought was an excellent call, and I forgot to hit the record button. So I apologize for that. But for the folks that were on with us live, we had a very good call. A lot of good information, a lot of brotherly uplifting and affirmation of who we are and what's going on in that sense, even though it appears as all hell's breaking loose in every other sense. So anyway, that's where we stand. We are in the question and answer mode, which means that as you come into the call, whether by phone or by computer, you're muted until such time as you flag me on a phone. That would be with *6. On a computer, it'd be click the ask question button, at which time I will unmute you and we will have our discussion on air. We do ask that people keep comments and questions, etc., as short as possible and to the point, because we want to give everybody a chance to speak and share what they know. Also, be mindful and show proper manners if there are more than one caller on with me at a time, that we don't walk over each other and talk over each other, etc. Our website is PastorDan.net, and Pastor Dan is together with no spaces or any kind of characters, just plain old PastorDan.net. And especially as rapidly as things are happening, because especially now I'm on the road still, and it's I don't have all day to filter news and field questions like I normally do, because I'm still in the middle of family business. It helps me tremendously if you folks can get into the habit of going to PastorDan.net once in a while and check the call schedule page, check the daily news page. Every once in a while, you ought to check the health page for any new information. I put the newest stuff at the top of the page. I don't have it in any other kind of order other than I keep newest news items, information, links, resources, health tips, guns and ammo information, all that stuff. I put the newest at the top and push the other stuff down. So if you're in a hurry, you'll find the newest stuff at the top. Again, we'll repeat Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 that we did last time. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For Yahweh, your Elohim God, is with you wherever you go. If you're walking with our Father, folks, you should realize that. I would hope all of you have a good relationship with the Father in the real, here and now, real time, okay? Because that circumvents and is far superior to anything you can do about a flu bug. Let's call this thing what it is, a flu bug, okay? They call it coronavirus because it's a fear-mongering thing. Just like the baby murderers want you to call a baby a fetus because it makes it more palatable to murder children. Because you don't call them a baby, you call them a fetus, okay? Same thing here. It's hard to get you to get all upset over a flu bug if they call it a flu bug, because you're used to that. So what do? They call it coronavirus. Even though if you did any kind of research on your own, you'd find out coronaviruses are just flu bugs, okay? Yeah, there's different kinds, but it's still the flu. Would you go through these draconian measures in your own home because somebody in your house got the flu? Well, you would take some precautions, of course. When I went to work and there was two or three guys at work that had the flu, we all avoided them. We didn't go too close to them, etc. We just did common sense things. We washed our hands every day frequently because we worked on dirty and rusty equipment that could have all kinds of things on it. There could be people with the flu in our shop. So washing your hands, that was common. Staying away from people that are coughing and sneezing and wheezing, that's common sense. That doesn't require a determination of a pandemic that doesn't exist. My son in Pennsylvania just sent me a notice that went out today in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. The mayor of Hazleton, because he loves the people so much, is now enforcing a curfew from 8 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning. Because not enough sheep are listening to his request that you stay sequestered in your home. Okay? Well, maybe that's because people that can see through bullshit have figured out that this isn't really a pandemic, morons in government. I'm talking to all government, local, county, state, federal. You're all part of the beast system. You're all part of this great big corporatocracy, oligarchy, cabal, cacistocracy. There's a whole bunch of names that apply to you miscreants. And so when people figure that out, of course they're going to ignore your ignoramus rules. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what we're seeing happen in our country. I knew the day would come when this kind of nonsense would be tried, but I had no idea that my brothers and sisters, as Americans anyway, and the white race would act like a bunch of children. Afraid of their own shadow simply because they don't call it the flu, they call it the coronavirus. That's all. That's it. If you look at the numbers, this so-called pandemic has fewer cases and fewer deaths than a standard flu, a standard cold. And yet they got you running around like a chicken with its head cut off. I grew up on a farm. I've seen chickens run with their heads cut off. So that old saying is true. Okay? I can still see the day my aunt took a chicken out to kill it for Sunday dinner, and it got away from her after she had chopped its head off, and it was running through the yard with its head cut off. So that old saying is very, very true. Running around like a chicken with its head cut off. That's exactly what you people look like. All right, just like that chicken in my aunt's yard running around without being able to see or know what the hell it was doing. It's the perfect analogy. Perfect analogy. Our people have lost their minds, so the allegory or the symbolism of a chicken without a head is exactly what our people are like. They're just running around, scared to death. Pandemic, pandemic, pandemic. We need our little G God government to save us from this unknown threat from beyond, just like Henry the Heinz Bolshevik Jew Kissinger said back in 1991. It's exactly what we would do. He predicted it. You see, these satanic Jews have been planning this for a long time. The worshipers of Satan, these Zionists, have been planning this for a long time. Why do you think Sigmund Freud himself, a Bolshevik Zionist Jew, why do you think they invented psychiatry and psychology? Do you think it's because they actually care about people's mental health? Or do you think it was to get into your psyche and your soul and get you to bear your intimate knowledge with your so-called medical professional? The whole time what they're doing is they're writing and collecting data. They're very good at that. I've worked with some Jews in the power industry, and that's the way they behave. They're constantly taking notes and of gathering information. And they want you to reveal your secrets because they're always taking note how they can use it against you. They're always seeking your weaknesses out. What did they find out the weakness of people is today? Their materialism. especially in the Christian world, because most Christians, they really aren't Christians. They're Chinos, Christian in name only. They're not true believers. They go sit in a building called a church and they warm the pew with their ass, but that does not make you a Christian any more than you sitting in a garage makes you a car. Okay? That's what we got going on. We've got phony believers, phony followers of Christ, who don't actually have any faith at all. And now we understand why our Messiah said, "Will I find faith upon the earth when I return?" It makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Will I find faith upon the earth? The answer is, of course not. Of course not. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. No sense, no responsibility, begging for somebody else to solve their problems because they're too damn lazy to do anything for themselves. And they have no faith in our Father above, no faith in the natural elements, even though they carry Bibles into their whitewashed sepulchers called churches, and they claim to believe it, but in that Bible, what does it say? Your food is your medicine is your food. The same thing that our ancestors, many for thousands of years, our ancestors practiced naturopathy. They didn't practice this alchemy, this pharmaceutical nonsense, the burn, cut, and poison that we do today. They didn't do all that stuff. They believed in the natural order of things. The food is medicine, and medicine is your food. Because it works. It's non-intrusive. There's no side effects. Virtually none. Vitamin A, you can hurt yourself if you massively overdose on it. I've never met a single person in all my years in natural health that's ever done that, or even knows of anybody that's ever done that. But the boogeyman wants you to be afraid that, oh, vitamin A can do you harm, so therefore we need to license and watch these naturopaths. Do you know what the dosage level is of vitamin A that you have to take before it affects you? It's quite a bit. Okay, but again, people who live in fear, all you've got to do is condition them with some verbiage, use of language as a weapon. All you got to do is create a predictive situation, neuro-linguistic programming is what they call it, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. They know what words, because they've been studying you for a long time, they know what words will trigger you, they know the human response, and now that they've had artificial intelligence to at their beck and call, and you, the taxpayer, have allowed these cretins to put up huge, gigantic computer systems, can you imagine the power that's in those things? If they're letting you have the things that are on your desk right now, can you imagine what they have in those buildings with no windows that the government, or I should say your Jewish masters, have? What they're feeding in, the programmers, the ones that write the code? Can you imagine what they're putting in there on how to control you? This is textbook. What they're doing right now is textbook. And look at all of the players that they've got in line mouthing the same propaganda 24 hours a day. And look at how they're identifying us. I always wondered, how are they going to separate the sheep from the goats? The goats are the ones that are watching CNN and they buy this whole pandemic nonsense, okay? That's the goats. But how do you get the sheep to identify themselves? Oh, you declare a pandemic, even though there is not one. You give out completely ridiculous instructions that don't match the scenario. And then you turn the public against the people that have their heads screwed on right by claiming they're not being dutiful to their God government. They're not obeying the orders. It's perfect. And how do you stop the militia and groups of men who want to defend their communities? Because just like in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, you can't have a group more than four people in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. You see, if we had real believers and real men, the kind of men that founded this country, that mayor would be hunted down and put on trial in front of a body of elders of our faith. And if they found him guilty of committing treason against the people, they'd hang him in the public square, because that's what should happen. If he's knowingly passing on a lie to work with the communists and overthrowing this country, he is a traitor to this country. Same thing with Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania. If he's going along with the Bolsheviks, he's a traitor. The same thing in Washington, D.C., for every one of those people in Washington, D.C. that's going along with this, including the medical professionals and the scientists and everybody else, the entertainers, the sports figures. Every single one of them should be cataloged. Every single one of them we should have a dossier on, and they should be brought in front of a tribunal for treason against mankind, because that's what this is all about. Treason against mankind. The very things that our Aryan Christ, our Messiah, our anointed one told us about 2,000 years ago. All right, I think I have Dennis on here. Is that Dennis?
Yeah, it's me, Pastor Dan.
Oh, very good. I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Glad to be back from Wednesday night. I don't know about you, but I'm overwhelmed by the stuff that I get on a daily basis. I can only imagine what you get, the links and the videos that people send. And I don't know if you saw it, but are you familiar with Dana Ashley?
Yes.
Okay. Dana Ashley put out a video challenging the media's broadcast of these ERs and these hospitals that are being overwhelmed and from all the massive coronavirus patients and so on. You hear these nurses claiming it's living hell in these ERs. They're overworked and so on. So Dana Ashley put out this this video of citizen reporters who took their cell phones, drove down to their local hospital, and some of them are the actual hospitals that are claiming this overwhelm situation. Like in New York, I think it's Ellsworth or maybe Elswood Hospital and so on. Yeah. These guys are walking around, and these hospitals are ghost towns.
Yes.
The ERs they're empty.
Yes.
They're walking through the halls, and there's nobody there. And they're asking questions. Where's the line to get in so I can be checked for COVID-19? And everybody shrugs their shoulders and so on. There's nothing going on. So my brother got in his car. I told him to watch his video. He got in his car, and he lives in the Detroit area. And he drove to Beaumont Hospital, and which is a major hospital. They have three of them in the Detroit area. Ghost town. Drove up to the ER, ghost town. Front door, no one there. Then he went over to St. John's, which is it's the largest hospital on the east side. And I had the photos. He just texted them to me, and no one there. There's no one even in the parking lots. So this is all propaganda. It's none of it's true. Now, I sent out that video from Dana Ashley this morning and said, people, check this out, you know. And I'm getting replies from people. They simply can't believe it. They say, no, my sister has a friend who has a brother who works at blah, 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 blah. And, it's living hell there, and they're overwhelmed. It's all garbage.
Yeah.
Nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do any of these naysayers do what your brother did?
No. No.
No.
It's always,
you know,
I heard my brother
said
this.
Yeah.
My sister, I had a friend who, you know.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, these alleged refrigerator trailers that they're pulling up to the backside of these hospitals to store the massive amount of bodies that they can't handle. It's all hogwash,
yeah.
All of it.
Right.
This is
and
not
yeah.
happening at all.
Yeah, I've been around tractor trailers. I used to do maintenance on the trailers when I was a young man at a factory I worked at, and I've got friends of mine, and I had two uncles that were truckers. So I know a little bit about trailers, and I also know a little bit about reefers, which is their nickname for a refrigerated trailer. All reefers have refrigeration units hanging off of them, typically at the front. There is no such thing as a reefer that does not have a refrigeration unit hanging on the outside that you can see. And none of these trailers that they're claiming are reefers that are going to carry corpses, none of them are refrigerated. So it's bullshit. It's here again, it's pure, unadulterated bullshit. It's not only Dana Ashley that's doing stellar work, but so is Amazing Polly from up in Canada. And she did a lot of things the same way that Dana Ashley did it. She was taking and investigating these hospitals where they're claiming this stuff is going on. And she found out that there have been people who have contacted them and posted the phone conversation with the hospital where the hospital denies. Like, for instance, in New York, at I think it's Amherst, where this is supposed to be ground zero, the person on the phone says, we've got plenty of ventilators. We're not using most of them. We don't need more ventilators.
Right.
The ones we have, we're not using. And yet the same lying sack of cow manure called Cuomo and de Blasio are getting in front of cameras telling people that we have a pandemic and criticizing the administration for not sending ventilators, when even it looked like a Latino citizen reporter went up to, I think it was Cuomo, and said, well, what about that warehouse that you guys own that's got thousands of ventilators and they're just sitting there? And the idiot looks at him and goes, well, what's because they don't need them right now? Well, wait a minute. Are we in a pandemic or are we not? I mean, this is the lunacy that's going on. They want us to believe that we're gearing up for... See, when they get caught lying, then they change the narrative. That's because we're gearing up. Well, wait a minute, that's not what you said. You told the American people on live television that we are in the middle of a crisis and it's a war zone, when in fact, that is a outright lie. And now we know why our traitors in Washington passed the law years ago that said it was okay to lie to the American people. How many of our American people know that your congressman actually signed a law? In fact, everyone that signed that law should be brought up on charges right now. Every signer of that bill and the president that put his pen to it should be held responsible for treason. Saying that it's okay to lie to us? No. No, it's never okay to lie. I want the believers out there to tell me where in the Bible it says it's okay to lie to me. Where is my public servant allowed to lie to me? Do you know of any place that says it's okay to lie to us, Dennis?
No, I don't. Another thing I was thinking, did you know that Pastor Rodney Brown, he won in court?
I did not know that. That's good news. Hallelujah. What happened?
I don't know all the details. I just, our friend, Coach Dobenmeyer.
Yes.
And I'm sure he doesn't care that I use his name.
No, of course not.
He sent me a text this morning and said, Rodney Brown won his case in court. He is allowed to open his church. And now they're saying he's going to be responsible for the death of thousands. You know what I mean? This is more propaganda.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. And I want to know who's going to hold those people that are saying that responsible when it doesn't happen. What does the Bible say about a false prophet?
But you know what? All they have to do is print it in the newspaper, or somebody on the news says that several people have contracted it from who attended, blah blah blah. And how are they ever going to question it? So, I don't know where that's going to go, but I just wanted to say that Rodney Brown, Pastor Rodney Brown, did win in court. So,
well, good.
Another thing too, people are wondering, people that I know, why is it that they want everybody at home in their house? Why is it? Why does everybody have to be in their home? A couple of reasons is they don't want people communicating, right? They don't want people talking. And but a lot of people think there's going to be an event of some sort. I don't know if you've heard this, but they're setting us up for some kind of an event. And because normally, don't they want the kids in school where they have their hands on them? You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, yeah, so why do they close the schools, number one? And why do they want everybody confined to their homes? There's something about that.
Well, here's what some people are postulating. Let me just jump in real quick while I'm thinking about it.
Sure. Sure.
One of the postulated scenarios is they want everybody inside, so you're not noticing all the 5G antennas going up by the IT companies right now. For instance, at the schools, I've heard from five or six people that have gone down to their local schools, and sure enough, there's big trucks down there with like Verizon, Comcast, whoever, and they are installing new antennas, okay? So this would be a way to get no witnesses to the new 5G antennas being installed. The other reason is they don't want you to see the 5Gs going up at public places, at the workplace, parking garages, bus terminals, etc. If everybody's sheltered in place, then you're not going to be out on the street watching all this stuff go up. Because remember, 5G requires a pile of new antennas about every 300 feet or so, because they have a very short range. Okay, so what better way to nefariously go through your community installing all these antennas? Because the awareness of 5G has gone up tremendously. So that's one thing. And the other postulation is, what better way to find out where the true believers and patriots are than to come up with this kind of nonsense, knowing that believers and patriots aren't going to obey unconstitutional laws, and we know that they're lying, and so we're going to be out and about. So now we're easily identifiable and traceable, and they've got the rest of the snowflakes and soy boys and girls all penned up in their homes telling them that you and I are the problem. They're creating an army that'll help them fight you and I at some point in the near future. That's just a couple ideas.
You know that I'm in Michigan here. Around 3 o'clock, I got a text message on my phone from the governor of the state of Michigan, reminding us to stay indoors and stay safe. And they use the term 40 people or something like that, that you can infect 40 people. I guess what it is, it's the weekend's coming up, and they just wanted to remind everybody, don't be out milling around. You know, another thing too, if you're stuck in your home, you got nothing to do except watch that television set and just continue to be pumped with more propaganda. You know, it's another thought I had.
Well, it's interesting. I've got relatives that work in the medical field, and they were telling me about some of the things that they're hearing. There's already been quite a bit said that they want to be able to, quote, track us to see if we're complying. And it was, I don't know if you ever watch Colonel Roy Potter's YouTubes, but Colonel Potter went out for a walk in the desert. Now, he lives out where there's almost no population whatsoever. He went out for a walk in the desert, and he got a text from the VA telling him he should be back in his home and being safe.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, either Colonel Potter is lying, or this is part of what we were warned about, and it's been in the news talking about, and some of these talking heads for the traitors in government have been outspoken about the fact that maybe we should incorporate our ability to track people into this, quote, problem, and we will track them and find out who's not complying. So it's not, technologically, we know they can do it, because you know how Google Maps works with the traffic patterns. What do you think they're using, folks? They're using your cell phone data. Okay. Did you know that? Did you sign an agreement? Are you getting a dividend checked from Google for the fact that you're supplying information to a service that they make money on, which is called Google Earth and Google Maps? Are you getting any part of the billions of dollars that they take in for all that? But your cell phone is the data they're using. They're tracking where you're at, how many of you are on the highway, and at what speed you're traveling. That's how come they can tell you what the traffic situation is on the highway. So they've been doing this kind of stuff through the back door. How much easier would it be to program computers now, instead of telling you what restaurants are coming up on your path using your cell phone data, which they do, by the way. Okay, you're coming up to Livingston, Kentucky, and there's a Red Robin going to be 5 miles in front of you, and there's a Red Roof Inn another 3 miles in front of you. Okay, that stuff's happening right now. How hard would it be to tell the programmers, and I have friends who are programmers, so I know how easy it is, to tell the programmers that, well, we have a shelter-in-place order, which is unconstitutional, by the way, folks, okay, and unethical, but we have an order in place, and Billy and Joe and Bob over in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, are not within their registered location according to our records. They're not complying. What's the next step, Dennis, that we're going to become like the Philippines, where the guy in the Philippines is requesting that people caught outside are shot? Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yeah, that came out yesterday. He's actually wanting it to be legal for him to instruct the army to shoot people that are outside their homes. Okay? So this insanity is going on everywhere. At the same time, though, I just got a text from a friend of mine whose heritage is Swedish, that in Sweden, they're not doing anything, virtually anything, about this. Everything in Sweden is going on as if there's no problem. Virtually unhampered.
Wow.
So who's lying to who?
I want to tell you, I sent some data to one of my neighbors. I live in a rural community myself, and I have a neighbor about a mile away, and I sent her a video about what's been going on here and how perhaps this is a hoax and we're not being told the truth. And she sent back an email response saying, how sad is this? You know, how will we ever know the truth or why they're doing this? And I said, my reply to her was, do you really not know why? I said, why don't you and your husband, I won't use his name, why don't you come on over and we'll have some coffee and we can talk. She said they are following the shelter in place. We live in the middle of nowhere, and they are following the shelter in place, and she was surprised that I would invite her over for coffee, going against the shelter in place demand from our governor. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's embarrassing. It really is. These people can't think for themselves.
Oh no, they can't. They just react. And again, psychology and psychiatry, this is what the Jews have been doing to us for a long time, is collecting all this information, and through their different think tanks and symposiums, and then later on when computers got to be sophisticated, They're pumping all this data in there to figure out how to manipulate us. Okay, that's right out of the horse's mouth. I mean, who is the father of propaganda? Edward Bernays. And who is Edward Bernays? A Zionist, a globalist, a Bolshevik, a communist. Okay, it's been going on for a long time.
Dan, he was back in the mid-20s, 1920,
right,
when he was putting out his data.
Right.
So,
yep, the father of propaganda, and his countrymen and fellow religionists, meaning his fellow Luciferian Satanists, are carrying on in his tradition. They know damn well that propaganda works well, because we've been led by the nose and the media in this country for so long, it makes me ill. I've been fighting this since the Vietnam War, because that's the war that I was a participant in the Air Force, and that's the war that woke me up to the fact that my government lies. Okay, that's how long ago I got woke up, because of all the lying they did to us about Vietnam. And then I got into nuclear power, and I saw the lies that were not only generated by people in the industry, but the fact that the local newspapers were not telling the truth about what was going on at our power plants. I learned that in Toledo, because the owner of the Toledo Blade, which is the major newspaper in Toledo, Ohio, hates nuclear power, at least at that time he did. And because he hated it, there was never anything but negative propaganda in the local paper about the power plant. Well, I worked out there, so yeah. I knew what was going on, and he lied continually. Continually.
Yeah.
It was just mind-blowing to me how much lying goes on in this country, and nobody is ever held accountable for it. Now, when I was a boy in the 50s and 60s, I remember when my dad started getting me to read the newspaper. He wanted me to read the newspaper to become educated and get used to how to read up on current events, because the Vietnam War was going on. And I remember reading stories about people being charged with perjury and libel. And in courtrooms, they were charged if they lied while they were testifying. They actually either were fined heavily or went to prison. Okay? There were all kinds of stories about people that were caught lying and what happened to them. And then after the 60s, nothing. Nothing. Just like all the lies about apartheid in South Africa. I've got quite a few friends that have lived in South Africa or are living there right now. So I get firsthand information about South Africa. And what we're hearing in the media and what the truth of South Africa is night and day different. Not even close. And I remember when all the stories about apartheid were in the paper, because it kind of, years later, I remembered it when I was woke up by my friends. I thought back to that because I fell for it. Back when I first read about it, I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Apartheid, apartheid, apartheid. Every day in the newspaper, there was an article describing terrible, terrible conditions for the blacks in South Africa and how unfair. Because they know the average American doesn't know that South Africa was a vacant land when the Boer farmers went there. They didn't take that land from anybody. It was empty. And they turned it into the most modern, successful country in the entire continent of Africa. And then the blacks started coming from the sub-Saharan areas of Africa for jobs, homes, education, and medical treatments. That's when the blacks came in. They weren't there to start with, but the Americans don't know that. And every day during that period of time, every single day, there was an article demeaning the white people in South Africa for being racist and doing all these nasty things. As soon as the communist Nelson Mandela and his communist friends from America with Jewish money in their pockets took over control, and all hell broke loose in South Africa for blacks and whites, not a single article in papers, the same papers denouncing white rule, not a single article about the murder, the child rape, and all the other things that were going on in South Africa. Not one article.
Well, another country that was involved was Rhodesia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing happened there.
And they made Nelson Mandela a saint. Hollywood has done that. The media has done that. Another thing that they've done is they constantly perpetuate this race division, white guilt for everything that happened to the blacks. It's in our movies, our advertising, you name it. They're always perpetuating a division based on guilt in one form or another, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
So, well, we're kind of off the topic here. I guess I don't know if anything's changed on this COVID-19 or coronavirus. I don't know what the market has done today. I didn't even look. I keep asking myself, is there some kind of, some people are saying this is a new way of war. This is how war is being conducted in the 21st century. I don't know if that's true. I keep asking myself, why would they destroy the economy worldwide? You know what I mean?
Well, because they want to bring in a worldwide system, a new system. What's his name? Greenspan, the monster called Alan Greenspan, wrote back when he was chairman that the end of the fiat currency, petrodollar, would come in 2018. So they've been planning for this for a long time. Every economist I've ever studied told me that every fiat currency through history dies. At some point, it just can't keep going on. You can't keep a bubble constantly going up. It's like living on a credit card. Sooner or later, the creditors are going to say, this guy is never going to pay up. Well, that's what America is. She's been drunk on spending on a gigantic credit card. The rest of the world, because of our military, has allowed us to put a gun to their head and said, you will issue us credit. You will work for us for our fake money. You will send us your hard assets, your manufactured goods, and your resources of the land for our digital fake money, or else we're going to send in United States Marines and Army. That's what we've been doing for decades. Now, what I'm hearing is the rest of the world is finally saying, we're tired of working for electronic digits, because you're never going to pay off your debts. They're beginning to realize that, and they don't want to play ball with us anymore. That's what I'm hearing. So either it's the fact that the rest of the world has said, we're done with you, which I just read that China, Russia, and several other countries are dealing in local currencies, they're skipping the dollar, and or this is all part of the globalists who have realize that they've milked us for everything they can get out of this fiat system, and they want to come up with a new fiat system, which is the digital dollar. And they'll be in control of it, which means they're going to own everything. And you think about it, what did Trump do with the stimulus bill? He's nationalizing our industry. He's nationalizing most of the middle class America. He's driven out the small mom and pop businesses. He and his cohorts, like Mnuchin or whatever his name, that little Zionist pig in Washington, okay? So by doing this stimulus, where's most of that money gone? That's not going to you and me. That $1,200 check is our silence money. That's the bribe to get us to shut up and go along with this. The vast majority of that money is going to go for a ton of other things, but also it's going to allow these people at the top of this little corporatocracy to buy up what they didn't get in the first planned economic event, which was known as the crash of 28 and 29. That was a contrived crash by the bankers, and they ended up buying up much of the farmland, much of the industry of this country. Fell into the hands of the large corporations and industrialists and the bankers. They ended up with it because they had money. Everybody else was dirt poor. Well, what's happening right now? They've got all the digital money because they can make as much as they want down in the basement of the Federal Reserve. They just got to punch keys on a keyboard. They can make up $60 trillion. They can make up $100 trillion. It's just digits in a computer. And they're actually buying up hard assets with these fake digits.
I know.
What a perfect system. Perfect for them. I mean, it's not doing us any damn good, but it's a perfect system for the globalists to mop up and take what they haven't taken already. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody pointed out. I'll be glad to say I'm wrong. I wish I was wrong, to be honest with you. I wish I was completely nuts, and everything I've talked about for 20 years on the radio, I was completely wrong about. I really wish I was wrong, because I don't like what I see coming down the pike, especially for the non-believers. For me, it doesn't matter. If they want to take me out tonight, it doesn't matter. I'm going to the same place I would go in another 20, 30 years anyway. I don't really care. But what I see is what's going to happen to the non-believer, to the people that don't have any ability to see through the lies and deception. Because I've read what Bolsheviks do to the useless idiots and the useless eaters that they think we are. Once they take control, I've read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's books. I've read the other books by survivors of the gulags. I've read the book called The Long Walk by the Polish cavalry officer that was captured by the Red Terror, the Cheka.
I read that too, Dan. I read that too.
That was disgusting.
That's a marvelous book.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
I tell you, I gave that book, I sent that book to my 34-year-old daughter, and I said, now listen, I want you to read this. And she had trouble reading that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
I cried.
I
cried reading portions of that book, especially when the young lady died that had come along with them, and they had to leave her behind. No proper. I don't even think they gave her a proper burial. I don't remember, but I know it tore them up because she was a sweetheart, and she was the only female amongst their group, and she died of, I believe it was died of thirst, wasn't it?
No, it was it was starvation.
Starvation.
It was a combination
was.
Of both of them. And they were all suffering from it because she was the smallest and the weakest. She was the first to go. And they viewed her as a daughter. She was a daughter figure to most of them.
Right.
But, that was something else.
Right. And the two men that disappeared over the cliff in the snow in the Alps or wherever it was they were crossing, not the Alps, but the Himalayas, I think. They lost two of their members, went looking for food and firewood or something, and they never found them again. And there was a big cavern, and so their bodies probably are at the bottom of that cavern.
Till this day.
Yeah, to this day. It's in frozen snow or something. But, I mean, it was heroic, the fact that they escaped from the gulag, and the survivors actually made it all the way, I think it was to India, right? But what they suffered along the way and what that cavalry officer suffered under the torture and interrogations by the communists was sickening.
It was. It was hard to read man's inhumanity to man.
Yes.
I mean, how you could watch a fellow human being actually, it was just too much.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I guess we've been kind of mollycoddled over the past 100 years or so. We could talk about that kind of stuff all night long. But you know, another thing I wanted to mention was there are so many theories going on right now with what's going on in our country today. That I wonder if this is just to keep us confused, to keep us guessing, to make us wonder, to keep us scratching our heads, what's going on here? And I there's this QAnon phenomenon that's going around. I don't know if there's any validity to that. People think that perhaps this is China. China started this whole thing, and this is we're at war with China. There's other theories that just crop up all the time. A lot of people think this is all about taking Trump down in 2020, which is ridiculous in my opinion. I don't think there's going to be a 2020 election if this keeps up. You know what I mean? No.
Right. Right. And why would they care? Because that's all for show anyway. Because Republican and Democrat are just two wings on the same bird. That's there is no difference. And I had a guy send me an email where guys did analysis of what all's happened under Trump's administration. Some of the categories were worse than under Obama. For instance, the debt. Now, this is the guy that said he wanted to balance the things and reduce the debt, but the debt's even greater under this administration than it was the previous one. We got aliens flooding into this country, not doing a damn thing about it. We got a porous border. We're supposed to be worried about a pandemic, and we're still spending government money to ship in aliens from hot zones around the earth and put them here amongst our healthy people. Now, where's the sanity there? Okay, so you can't believe anything these people say. That's what you can take away from this. They're liars. Now, here's the interesting thing. What was going on politically in the country just before all this nonsense started? We had the Second Amendment rallies, especially the one in Virginia, and we had a secessionist movement started. West Virginia and Virginia were two states talking about counties seceding in Virginia to West Virginia. Idaho, Washington, and Oregon are discussing counties of Oregon and Washington leaving to go with Idaho, and you have a secessionist movement developing in three sections of California. And all of a sudden now, you're not hearing about any of that. Okay, what better way to take the narrative and shut it off completely so that there is no talk about it, and everybody that was supporting those things could all of a sudden be coronavirus carriers. Oh, and just like in China, if a patriot disappears, he succumbed to coronavirus. Just like in Japan, or not Japan, but in China, where the people in Wuhan were protesting the pollution of the water and air that is so bad there that their health is diminishing greatly, not to mention the 5G and possibly 6G. Wuhan is one of the first cities of China that is 100% 5G. Okay, so what better way to cover death by radiation and just call it a mystery bug and get rid of your dissidents? You get rid of all that. Just a coincidence that it's the protesters that are sick and dying and being carried away. Well, what will happen here in America? They're already calling for us to be called criminals and to be rounded up and forced into quarantine or prison. Some people call it prison. They call it quarantine because we're not playing along with Big Brother. The same thing. Mm. Same thing.
Hey, Pastor Dan, I just got a text from my brother, and he just said, Fox News just said Detroit is the new epicenter. Now, didn't I just tell you he just drove around to the hospitals and there's nobody there? It's amazing. Well, you know why they're doing it. Gretchen Whitmer is our new Democratic governor, right?
Oh, bro.
And she's being considered. She's the number one pick for the VP, whoever the Democrats come up with. She's on the hot list for VP. So they're gonna really spotlight Michigan and this Gretchen Whitmer. She's an attractive mid 40s female
Zionist.
And well, I don't know. She's a complete and utter leftist.
Yeah, she's a Zionist. Whitmer?
Yeah.
I'll put a $100 bill on the table that she's a Zionist.
Well, but it's amazing that they're going to make they're going to really spotlight Michigan, and that way they can get her in front of the cameras, and you know, and promote this Gretchen Whitmer. It's amazing how they work, you know. But if you're in it long enough, you just kind of watch what they do, and you can figure it out right away.
Oh yeah, yeah. One thing about them, they're consistent. Because when it works, they're too lazy to change their plans. They kind of sit back and go, why should I come up with a new way? Because these idiots will believe anything we tell them.
That's right. It's worked for a very long time.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's the same thing they're doing in New York with the Talmudic Bolshevik Cuomo and the other Talmudic Bolshevik de Blasio, lifting them up for being such heroes when there's nothing there. It's a nothing burger, because the people in New York have done the same thing your brother did. They went down to the local hospitals and there's nobody there. But this is exactly why Jesus Christ said, ye are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you do. He outed them for who they are, liars and deceivers and murderers, and they murdered him for it. That's exactly what it was 2,000 years ago, and 2,000 years later, the same serpents that he denounced then, called them vipers, those same vipers are after you and me as his children today, because we're outing their nefarious deeds and their lies and what they're planning on doing. They hate us for it. They can't stand the truth. The truth to them is like going to a vampire and open the curtains in broad daylight. It's the same thing as taking holy water and sprinkling a vampire, or taking a silver spike and putting it in his heart. The truth just makes them squirm. They can't handle it. They want the sheep to believe every lie that proceeds out of their mouth. You're just supposed to accept it. You know, it's funny. I watched an interview some time ago by a guy who claimed to be a Holocaust survivor. And folks, that's another big lie, and we could spend many programs going through the proofs of that. This guy claimed to be a Holocaust survivor, and when the interviewer called him out on the carpet for some of the things he said and showed documentation that said what he said was a lie, you know what his response was that says it was okay for him to lie?
Well,
he said, in my mind, that's the way it was. So, I'm telling you this, folks, because this is how these people operate. Everybody thinks that because you have two arms and two legs, we're all the same. No, we're not. These creatures, as Christ Jesus himself said, are aliens. They don't have a conscience. They are psychopaths. They have no remorse because they have no conscience. Lying is their second language, because did not Christ say, when you speak a lie, you speak your own language? Their language is the language of lies. And in their minds, it's okay. It reminds me of one more story. Let me just bring this up. Remember when the Winter Games were in Norway? This is a long time ago. I think it was back in the 1980s. But do you remember that?
I believe so.
Okay. The Winter Games were in Norway, and there was a big news story when five Israelis jumped out of a sedan and gunned a Palestinian down, and right in front of his family that had come to Norway for the Olympics. Okay? They gunned this man down in front of his family. There were four men and a woman in this car, all of them Mossad, all of them Israelis. Do you know what their justification was on national television? A Mossad officer got on air, and let me tell you what he told us. I remember it because I was just astounded by this. He got on national television and said, we're not guilty of murder because he looked like the man we were after.
Huh.
And so the world did nothing to prosecute these five murderers because they're Israelis. They're the chosen ones. And this moron got on national television, and we allowed him to get away with something as asinine as that. Well, we're not guilty of murdering the wrong guy because he looked like the guy we were after. Can you imagine you and I in front of a tribunal saying that our defense for gunning down a Jew, and it turned out he wasn't the one we were after, which would have been murder anyway, but we're not guilty because he looked like the terrorist we were after. It's unbelievable. This stuff, it just goes on and on and on. And let me tell you another thing here, real quick. This spring, are you familiar, Dennis, with a thing called the Kol Nidre prayer that Jews pray every year at Yom Kippur, which is in the fall? Do you know what Kol? It's called the Kol Nidre prayer. That means in Yiddish, all oaths. Do you know what that prayer is? That's a prayer every year in synagogue, all Jews, practically all Jews, say, and that prayer gives them the authority to lie, even under oath, for the next 12 years. Yeah. And their religion teaches that a Jew has the right to lie, even under oath, because they prayed the Kol Nidre prayer at synagogue on the Day of Atonement. Now, what
was
do you
not
think
aware
that,
of that.
Do you think that matters when you have Jewish governors, Jewish mayors, Jewish congresspeople, Jewish treasury secretaries, Jewish CEOs, Jewish doctors that are getting in front of cameras? They're lying.
Well,
and they have a right to lie, even under oath. So when they take an oath to uphold the Constitution, do you think they honor it?
Apparently not.
No. See, that's what people don't understand. They're not like us. They've got the Christian world buffaloed into thinking these people are like us. No, they're not. They might as well come from a completely different universe. They operate by a completely different set of rules. We don't pray anything like the Kol Nidre. Do you see anything in Scripture that tells you that as a practicing Christian, you have a right to lie even under oath? Why isn't the mainstream media not bringing that out to the public? That we have a group of people that can swear to uphold the Constitution and defend the American people when their first loyalty is to Israel and the Mossad.
No.
And we wonder why we're being taken to the cleaners. Our people, you know, the Bible says my people suffer from a lack of knowledge. It's exactly right. That's the kind of knowledge they lack, because they've got people that are called preachers that are nothing more than deaf and dumb dogs who have taken a bribe to keep their mouth shut. It's called a paycheck. And they take shekels from Jewish organizations at the top of these, like the Methodist Church, the World Council of Churches, the Presbyterian Church. All these churches at the top take bribe money from Jews. All of them do.
Yeah.
All of them do.
All right. Well, Dan, listen, I'm going to step away here for a little bit here, but I appreciate you allowing me to be on, and I appreciate what you're doing here tonight.
Well, thank you, Dennis. So, I appreciate it, too. I appreciate you being on, and, you know, and I really appreciate your brother actually having enough guts to check it out for himself and find out that the hospitals are empty.
It's a fact. I'm looking at the photographs on my phone.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
If you decide to publish those, I want a copy.
Good enough. All right. Well, thank you again.
All right, Dennis. Take care and God bless.
God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's providential that Dennis gets on talking about his brother going to this very town that Fox News is talking about, Detroit, Michigan, and I've been to Detroit. In fact, I worked at Enrico Fermi for a while, the nuclear plant there. And I lived in Toledo, which is just south of there, for quite a spell. Gary, I'll get to you in just a second. So I think that is providential that we heard the truth about Detroit just moments before we heard about Fox News putting it out there that Detroit's the new epicenter when the hospitals in the Detroit area are ghost towns, just like they are in New York. These people are profligate liars. The news media in this country are whores. And I'm talking about you precious so-called conservatives in your Fox News. They're no different. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Fox News is owned by the same six corporations that own 90% of the rest of the media in this country. Six corporations, and all of those, the heads of all six corporations are Zionists. Okay? That's how come all of your news sounds exactly the same. You can turn on Fox, they're mouthing the same lies as CNN's lying, that MSNBC lies, NBC lies, ABC lies. They all lie because they do exactly as their father, the devil, told them to do. They lie. They're proud of it. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's how come. See, they have no conscience. How could these profligate liars get in front of a camera spewing this complete and utter nonsense night after night after night, including this current administration and the fools in it, night after night, and they don't blush, they don't show a sign of having any remorse because they don't have a conscience. Now, the question is, how long are you going to put up with it, folks? That's the question. What do you think your Heavenly Father's wondering right now? That's why he said, "Will I find faith upon the earth?" What if it was tonight that the heavens opened up and Messiah himself came down with the trump? How many of you would be able to stand in front of him? How many of you could look him in the eye and say, "I didn't fall for that lie"? How many of you could say, "I challenged the narrative of these liars"? Or how many would sit there in embarrassment and shame because you bought it all? You're actually doing things to the detriment of yourself and your family at the behest of people that couldn't tell the truth if you put a gun to their head. They're incapable of telling the truth. Only a reprobate can look you in the eye or look into a camera and lie without showing any sign of remorse. That is a psychopath. In other words, that is a devil. You're looking at him every night on that flat screen. Every night, lie after lie after lie. When are the sons of the Most High going to say, "I've had enough of the lying"? When are they going to say, "I want some accountability from these people called my public servants"? I want some accountability in this so-called government. When? Gary, you're on the air, bud.
Thank you, Pastor. How are you this evening?
Frustrated.
Yeah. Well, that's what we all are. We get to sit in our houses because if we go out, then we get to get arrested. You know, so that we live in a free country. And it's shocking. Now, the thing that everybody mentioned is they say, "This man over here did this." You know, or "This black man did this." I looked up the word "man" in Strong's, and that's where the word "man" came from, is the scriptures. So if you look it up, you'll find out "man" means to blush in the face or have a ruddy complexion. Blacks don't do that. Browns don't do that. Jews don't do that. So what we have is that is not man. Mexicans don't do that either. Coming against us. And you know what? We're so stupid, we don't even recognize it. If you go tell somebody else that, I had a guy sit here and say, "If the Bible says anything about hate, I'll never come and talk to you again."
Well, it's, you know, because, again, in our ignorance, okay, in our ignorance, because if you know, we've talked about the fact that William and Mary College, back when we were the colonies, William and Mary College was a seminary, and all of the applicants that wanted to enter into the seminary to become preachers had to pass a test. And one of the tests was that they had to be able to read, write, speak, and debate in ancient Greek. Now, why do you think that was? Because the scriptures, the only scriptures that we have that we could consider even remotely accurate, was the Septuagint, which is all in Greek. Because there's almost nothing in Paleo-Hebrew that exists today. Almost nothing. The Septuagint was the only reliable text, so they had to learn to read, write, speak, and debate in Greek. Now, in the Greek language, we've talked about this, the word that's translated brother comes from adelphos, from Delphos, the womb. It means racial. It has a racial connotation, okay? My brother is my brother racially, not my brother because he's a fellow believer. That's not what makes you a brother. A brother is a racial term. That's why all through the centuries, this message went out to our people where they traveled as the sons of Jacob. It didn't go to Aborigines in Australia and New Zealand and the wilds of Africa. It didn't go there. Okay, that was only when the Catholic Church got involved, and that was for political reasons, and then it swept over into the Daughters of the Whore, which is the mainstream denominations. They're the Daughters of the Whore of Babylon, which is the Roman Catholic Church. So it all makes perfect sense. Even the word for man, anthropos, where we get the word anthropology, anthropos, anthros is man. Pos comes from a derivative of the Greek word, which means to do the same thing you're talking about in the Hebrew language, Adam, to show blood or be rosy in the face. So the very word in Greek, anthropos, means a man who shows in his face that he's a man. In other words, a blushing face, a white man, an Aryan. Okay, so right there, even in the Greek language and in the scriptures, it uses that term when it's talking about the sons and daughters of Jacob. It uses other terms for the heathen, the ethnos, where we get the word ethnicity, the ethnos. They're other people, aliens. They also called them, I can't remember the pronunciation, but it's basically alanges, which means other people. Okay, so again, if you study at all the ancient languages, including ancient Hebrew, where, again, Adam means to show blood in the face, be rough or ruddy, well, there's only one group of people that applies to. That's us. So here again, we've been told that that component of life on Earth, race, we're all part of the human race. So I got news for you. Science doesn't, real science, not this pseudoscience by these morons presented in front of a TV camera, because all they are is actors. Okay? Real science, real biology, real medicine, real historicity of our ancient past and everything, all of them support the fact that race matters and that we are to obey the law of nature and of our Heavenly Father, which says kind after kind. Okay? Well, it's as simple as that.
You know, I was reading Lamentations. In Lamentations, it described what the people looked like. They were white, blue eyes, and blah. It's in Lamentations, right there, cream color. And then you think about it for a minute. You know, some people say, well, the races, you know, the whites, the blacks, and the browns, they come out of Noah. Noah's three sons. One was black, one was white, and one was brown. I said, isn't that stupid? You know, Noah had a wife, and all of a sudden she has three different color kids from Noah. You know,
yeah,
these people, they come up with all kinds of weird crap to somehow destroy our scriptures. I mean, I also read Matthew 24. We're in for scary times. This is bad what's going on out here, and it's even worse. I think it's in Luke where it talks about it. And it's not going to pull any bunches. There's going to be 2/3 of Israel is going to go down. What they think, and everybody thinks it's that little pile of junk over there in Palestine. No, it's here in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. South Africa is suffering real bad right now. They got these blacks out there, you know, running around saying they're this and that. They didn't even find that place. They were way up north because they were afraid of the ZC fly. So, I mean, you sit down and you know, I can't talk to some of these people. It's like I said yesterday, this guy was in here talking to me, and I was trying to study the Bible with him. He overtalks me, so I can't show him things. But he says, if you tell me that God hates anybody, I'll get up and walk out of here. I said, no, I won't tell you that. That's what the Bible says, not me. So a lot of people, they just won't pay attention to the scriptures. They just say, well, I'm taking it out of context. I tell them, well, you go ahead and read, tell what it says.
Right. Like Taylor Caldwell said in her one book, mankind adores its traitors and murders its saviors. Okay?
That's
what mankind is. Okay? And we're here in this prison planet because this is the test. We're in the test right now. I hope people understand it. Our Heavenly Father has turned the heat up on the kettle. Okay? You've been in a situation that's been boiling slowly, and he just turned the temperature up tremendously. This pot's getting boiling hot right now.
It's boiling bad, you know, and you know, you and I know what's happening, and we're going, we don't like it. You know, you and I don't like it, but it's going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it. The only thing we can do is ask the Savior to allow us to be in that one third that makes it through. You know, because there is a third that makes it through.
That's
what we want to be in.
Malachi and Obadiah tell us that the true believers who are the sons of Jacob, the true believers become a flame and a fire, and they will consume the wicked. Malachi chapter 4 says the same thing. We will consume the wicked. But it's going to look like we can't do anything about this in the beginning. But at some point during this period of time, it is going to turn. And we will crush the serpent once and for all. And that's when the people that remain will say, this is the son of perdition that deceived the whole world. This group of sickly, schizophrenic, paranoid psychopaths were able, this tiny minority of ultra sick demented people were able to buffalo billions of souls on this earth. What the hell? Scripturally speaking, we got another caller. Let me grab Midland, Texas here. Midland, you're on the air. Midland, Texas. Hello. Oops, wait a minute, never mind. Okay, now
you
should be on. Yeah, now I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, I'd just like to give an update. Like you are, this update about San Antonio, Texas, that if you walk in public without being escorted by a black person or a Mexican, you'll be followed around by people, women with children. And they have a real fetish, the Mexicans have a real fetish about following people around with their kids or teaching your kids to scream around you when you're racist. So it's not just the fear of getting beaten up. It's just the mind games these psychopaths play. Their minds work in frustrating people. Their minds work that way. Just wanted to give you a heads up about it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Curtis. Thanks. Well, here's the thing. Here's what this pressure is going to do. And it makes perfect sense for us as believers if we think about it. Father said that he refines us as silver in the fire. Okay, now we've talked about that story on air many times. Okay, what happens when a silversmith puts the crucible into the fire with the dirty silver? Okay, the silver has what they call dross. Dross is the contaminants and dirt in the silver. And the only way to get silver purified is you've got to put it in fire. Now, this lady was interviewing a silversmith about this, and she wanted to know why the scriptures talk about this silversmith process. And the silversmith said, well, it makes perfect sense because I have to put it in the flame and get it hot enough to burn that contaminant off. However, if I don't get it hot enough, it will not clean, but if I get it too hot, I will destroy the silver. Okay? Our Father is putting us through the fires of tribulation right now because we need to be cleaned up. We've got a lot of dirt amongst us. Dirt in our beliefs, dirt in our thoughts, dirt in our lives, dirt in our beliefs, and the way we worship government and idols. Okay, we are dirty people. Okay, now, here's the cute part. So our Father's got to apply just enough heat to purify us. Now, the lady looked at the guy and said, you know, that makes sense, but I got a question for you. How do you know when the silver is pure? He said, oh, that's the easy part, when I can see my reflection in it. Is that not the perfect analogy? When our Heavenly Father sees a reflection of Himself in our behavior, He takes the flame away. You want these sick, demented sons of bitches that are ruling over us right now with all of this nonsense? They're polluting our air, our water, our food, our thoughts, our organizations, our medicine. Everything is polluted because that's what they do. They're psychopaths. They're of their father, the devil. He can't stand anything that's good. Okay? You want that to go away, folks? Well, then get rid of the dirt, the dross, the contaminants in your home, in your life, in your thoughts, in your priorities. Because that's what the heat is for. Do you think these psychopaths could operate if we were true believers and we operated our lives in accordance with God's law? Could they get away with it? Would they be able to offer us bribes of money and get us to turn our backs on our fellow man and against our constitutional duties, especially those of us that took an oath in the military and in law enforcement and the police? Okay? Would we do that for just a pile of shekels from these bloodthirsty vampires that walk amongst us? No. Only a non-believer allows money to buy them off. So most of our people aren't real believers. Okay? So we're not operating. Yahweh cannot see a reflection of Him and His values in us as His sons and daughters. Therefore, the fire has been turned up, because what we've been living through for the past hundreds of years with the fake money system, the fake medicine, the lies in the church, the lies in media, the lies in government, the lies in entertainment, and everything else, okay? We've accepted lies because we're too lazy to fight it, and we're too greedy because it might cost us a job. It might cost us a promotion. My neighbors might say something. Somebody might turn me in. We've got 1,000 excuses of why we sit on our asses and allow the wicked to get away with what they do. No wonder He's turning up the heat. You know, it caught me off guard, the speed of this thing, but as I've been reflecting upon it in recent days, it makes perfect sense. The Father is getting impatient. We're nearing the end of the age, and He's turning the flame up as high as it can go before it destroys us. It won't destroy His true sons and daughters. It won't. He cannot do that to us. He won't do that to us. But He can turn it up until He gets all that pollution out of us. He will do that. I'll guarantee you He'll do that. So it's up to you, folks, as far as your walk with the Father. If it's not right, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get some heat. And like I said, those of us that have known the Father our whole lives, who live as best we can according to the biblical laws, we eat the clean foods, we try to keep the poisons out of our body, we don't watch television, we don't believe any of the nonsense that these idiots put out, and we conduct ourselves as men and women of Yahweh, and we teach others as best as we can, we teach the truth. We have nothing to fear. I don't like what I see going on, but I got to admit to you that it hasn't touched me much, because first of all, I don't want to be out amongst most of the people I see out there. I got to be honest. I really don't want to fellowship with them at all. The things that they think are good and nice in this society, I find repulsive. So being away from them, I've been doing that for years. I only go out when I have to go get more food or fill up my truck with gas or something. That's it. I don't party out there. I don't want to be amongst them, to be honest with you. I'm sure that's how Noah and his family felt right before the rains came. They didn't go down into town. Those people were repulsive. Homosexuality, transgenderism, clapping and applauding the murdering of children. I mean, you tell me, what's the difference between the people that were around Noah in his day and these clowns that walk our streets today? Tell me what the difference is.
Well, Pastor, what about Lot's wife? She turned and wanted to go back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. So it's not a wise thing to do. And there was One psalm that I really enjoy during this time is Psalms 83. And I also have to claim Psalms 91 because there is a verse in 91 that says, "No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent." So,
why?
Of course, it says, "For he will give us his angels." Angels.
Yeah. But I'm asking is why? Who are the people that get that protection that Psalm 91 is talking about? Later on in the psalm, he says who the people are. He said, "Because why? Because he loved me and he knows my name."
Here it says, "Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him."
Right.
"I will set him securely on high because he has known my name."
Right.
"He will call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him with a long life. I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation." But up here, the part that gets me is "Nor will any plague."
That's right.
I mean, what's this thing going on out there? It's a plague. It says, "No evil." No. What are these? Are evil guys out there doing this? You know, they aren't us. You know, as a matter of fact, they're reptilians. They aren't us.
Well, look in the eyes of some of these creatures when they get on front of a camera. And just like Dennis reported to us, this reptilian that wants to be this reptilian from Michigan, I think he said she's the mayor of Michigan and wants to go up the ladder in politics. I'll guarantee you she's a reptilian. Huh?
Women are not supposed to be in a leadership role. They're supposed to be home taking care of the family, raising the children so they can go out there and again have children and raise children. They're not supposed to be up there doing our job.
Well, let me ask a question. If we were operating under the same guidelines that the founding fathers of this nation set for us, would they be allowed to be public figures?
Not at all.
And would they be allowed to cast a ballot?
No.
Would they be allowed to sit in a jury box?
No. It's only men.
There you go. There you go. That's the job of the husband, the man of the house. That's his job.
See, what's happened is we allowed the enemy, called Jews, to slide into our nation, the evil, you know, to come on in and look what they've done. They are the ones that are causing this crap that's going on out there today. You know, as I look at it, it's they got these thousands of beds in the hospital that they put out there now. And if you get a broken leg or something, they put you on a hospital ship, but they don't let you interfere in there because this is for all the plague people. You know, I'm going, what are they waiting for, I wonder? Because they got thousands of beds in all these hospitals. You know, I live in California, so, I hear all the crap going on. And I live in San Diego, and I got a daughter up in San Francisco. Man, if they tweaked her mind.
You know, think about this for a minute. Okay, I'm going to postulate something here for my listeners. Let's say you're the Antichrist that are in charge right now. And this goes for the whole kit and caboodle in Washington and everywhere else, okay? You're the Antichrist, and you're doing this because you're getting ready to take out a good chunk of mankind. What better way to make sure nobody's witnessing the installation of the 5G and 6G weapons? Okay,
that's
remember
right.
Remember when Donald Trump mentioned 6G? Most people don't even know there is a 6G. Okay, but he let that slip. He probably was supposed to say 5G, but he let it slip because he knows they're implementing this sixth generation as well. So here we go. While you're sequestered and you're not allowed to go to the hospitals, who do you think is working in those hospitals to turn them into 5G and 6G? Who do you think is going to the schools and implementing it, going to the universities and implementing it, going to the workplaces and implementing it? Because they're vacant. They've got everybody convinced they need to stay home. What better thing to do? Just like in the Twin Towers, when the Israeli Mossad was in there wiring it, okay, what did they say they had to do? Oh, they had maintenance to perform. That got everybody out of there. Just like in Oklahoma City in the Murrah building, there were military men in there holding drills. And the judge that worked at the Murrah building filed a complaint about these military men carrying live ammunition and explosives in the building that he thought it was unsafe. And, oh, I guess we'll never really know the rest of the story because he died in the explosion that day. Okay? But they told everybody it was a military exercise. You see, these people are liars.
They kill people. If they, you know, Kennedy did. Why? Because he was going to do some things they didn't like. And he'd already changed the currency back to silver. And
he issued greenbacks, about $60 million worth, right before they shot him. One of the very first things that the satanic Lyndon Baines Johnson did was to rescind that and pull that money back. Okay, yes, so right there is a big clue as to why John F. Kennedy was assassinated by our CIA and government and bankers. Okay, it's not rocket science. You just got to turn your brain on and get in touch with the Holy Spirit, and he'll guide you, folks. It's not a fairy tale. Our Heavenly Father's for real. There is a thing called the Holy Spirit, and he does work with his true believers. The problem that some of you are having is you don't really believe. You say you believe, but do you really believe? No, you don't. If you did, you wouldn't have fear, first of all. And second of all, you wouldn't be afraid of challenging the narrative. Those fear is false evidence appearing real. That's fear. Fake or false evidence appearing real. Just like Mark Twain said. Mark Twain says, the fear of death comes from the fear of life. Because every man that lives his life to the fullest never fears death.
I have another saying.
Yeah, go ahead, Curtis.
If you're so obsessed with a bad experience in the past, you shut your door on life and just keep reciting the memory of a fear of what you went through in the past. So don't. The future is for the brave, and just forget about the past and just win this thing. And I know a lot of people feel that way, that they something bad happens in life and you hear all these false information and it keeps you from facing life again. So it's a good point to not be afraid all the time.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you another thing. We talked about this for the past 20 years. The major function of your tell-lie vision, your Talmud vision, one of the primary functions of all television is to propagate lies and create fear. Okay? You want to lose fear? Well, first of all, increase your faith. That's one. But number two, shut your damn television off. There's nothing worthy of it being on to aid you in your life. Turn it off. There's absolutely nothing of value coming across that channel. I'll guarantee you it. I turned mine off years ago. In fact, a good 20 years of my life have been without television at all. Okay? Those were the best 20 years of my life. I got more work done. I did more research. I talked to more people. I thought more. I prayed more. I contemplated life more. And I didn't have any trouble sleeping because I didn't listen to the propaganda. So when people started mouthing about, oh, did you hear about this or that? I go, well, I talk to people that actually know what's going on in this world, and guess what? That's a lie. What you're talking about is a lie. Okay, just like in South Africa. When they start spewing garbage about what happened in South Africa, I can send you the email addresses of people that live there that I know. Okay, when the lies come out about this woman in Michigan and Detroit, I can say I know somebody and his brother that live in Michigan and have walked into that hospital. Okay, so am I going to believe the lying Talmudic Zionist Bolshevik right. communist on the tube, or am I going to listen to people that I actually know? Like Mark Twain said, if you don't read a newspaper, you're uninformed. But if you do read a newspaper, you're misinformed. Okay? Well, Mark Twain was a smart man. Smart man. So, and he's got a ton of quotes. All of them are common sense. A little bit like George Carlin. George Carlin was a little bit on the dicey side as far as his delivery, but he told an awful lot of truth. He told an awful lot of truth, especially that monologue where he talked about the fact that this world is run by a club. We call it the cabal, the deep state, the Zionists, the Bolsheviks, the Khazarians, whatever. Okay? And that club runs everything, and you ain't in it. They don't do a damn thing for you and me. Not one damn thing. They do it for the club. And you ain't in it, son. You and I ain't in it. Unless you go down and you speak Yiddish and you change your name to Irv Shiver, okay, you're not going to be in the club. And even then you might not be in the club because they right. like to reserve the best for the alpha males at the top. Okay? What's that? Somebody said something.
Pastor, I gotta get going. So, you know, I want to say thank you for what the information you've been giving, and Yah bless you.
Thanks, Gary. You and Elko, have a great evening. Yahweh bless.
Yah bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, Curtis. One more.
Huh?
I have one more thing and one more thoughts about feminism, about how it works, is that these households with feminist ideologies, they can't have sex with each other because, I know you're a preacher, I don't mean to sound disrespectful, but if you're a lady and you're involved with a lot of stressful work, you're not going to have a very big family. You know, the women with big families, the couples with big families are ones that aren't involved in feminism at all.
Exactly.
A lady, they can't take the wild behavior of this world and have a family and have a normal one at that. And it's just the way it's been for thousands of years in the past. There was a reason for it. It's just right. science, if anything. But it's just and all these queer ideas that's out there. They're not good ideas. You can't hold a job thinking about equality or all these scientific ideas, all that in your mind. There's no room for scientists on driving a truck or doing the line work. You got to do your job, and if you got a lot of that education from high school in your mind, you could be unemployed. I see a lot of homeless people who can just go and find a job somewhere, but their minds are so scattered by the modern education system. They feel that there's some equality or something they got to cave into, or they're like you said before. There's some people there for the club, but if you're not Yiddish, you don't speak Yiddish, you're not a part of the club.
That's
and they've
right.
just got this wall in front of them. I'm gonna go and come up with some crazy idea, and I'm gonna get across to them someday. But they just want to do what they want to do. They're alpha, and if you have somebody on the top, they have any type of a family. There is no secondary ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's all or nothing. And I don't mean to sound like a narcissist or anything, but the world's a pretty wild place. And there's just one way to do it sometimes, and it's only one way. And
I think it works.
Yeah, it's only one way to work. It's true.
Right.
And yeah, it's true. It's just one way to work.
Yeah, his way works. It's like the old bumper sticker I saw many years ago. It's God's law or chaos. That's your choices, folks. God's law or chaos. I didn't finish my thought, by the way, is why they're sequestering everybody, okay? They don't want witnesses to the installation of all the 5G and 6G, et cetera. Then as they get it done, and this is why they're always nebulous about when this thing's going to end, because they don't know how much difficulty the IT people are going to have putting in all this crap and making sure it works. Once they get this system in place, then they're going to let the cattle go back to their schools, jobs, and everything else, because now the weapon is in place. Guess what they're going to want in the meantime, though? Well, you have to be vaccinated or tested, okay? Either the testing or the vaccination is going to be how, one, they get your DNA sample, two, you will be tagged, three, you're going to have a chip, whether it's in the skin or in a bracelet, it's going to be attached to you, and you're not going to be allowed back into the, quote, system unless you can prove that you've been properly tagged and bagged. And that way, too, when you're a bad boy or girl, they've got the weapon known as 5G, 6G, which can be turned on and attack the nanobots and the microparticles that are flowing through your body because you just gave them permission to do it, and they put this crap in your body, okay? Perfect weapon. Perfect. They can track you through GPS and the chip. They know exactly where you are. They know exactly what antennas to turn on. They know exactly what frequency to put them out at what power range, and they will single you out, and you will either be damaged or controlled or killed. Perfect. And there's plenty of scientists and plenty of whistleblowers. I just listened to one of the whistleblowers from the IT world, and a personal friend of mine just left the IT world and told me he could no longer work in that field because he sees the things that we're talking about here. So don't tell me this stuff isn't going on. I know it's going on, and it's the only thing that makes sense. So Occam's razor comes into play again. This is the only thing that makes sense to the insanity that we see going on right now, because there is no goddamn pandemic, okay? I don't want to hear another person use that word in my presence. There is no such thing. Only in the minds of the morons that listen to these frickin' television shows and these newscasters and these morons within this criminal government spewing their bullshit. There is no pandemic. There's been germs and flus and heart disease and diabetes and abortion. Guess what the biggest killer in the first 3 months of this year was? According to government records, even, okay? What's the greatest killer on earth right now for the first 3 months? Worldwide. We're talking worldwide right now. What was the greatest taker of life? Huh?
Heart attack.
No, abortion. Killing babies. It's that big of a business right now. It took far more lives, over 9 million souls, in the first 3 months of this year. 9 million babies butchered for their parts for the pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and research industries, which are run by, oh, that's right, Satan's children. 9 million in 3 months, and they want you to worry about a few dozen here and there with the flu who had other conditions and were probably going to die anyway. Just like my grandfather, when he got to be 90-some years old, he went to the hospital, his kidney failed, okay? Now, you can say it did something else did it, but it's just the fact he was 90-some years old, he didn't take care of himself, and his kidneys failed. Done. What they're doing now is saying, well, we gave him this test, and he had a virus, so we can say it was coronavirus. Okay, liars figure, and figures lie. So they die of some other complication, but because they have the virus, well, did they actually have it? Who's monitoring this test? How accurate is this test? Look, I got plenty of people in the medical field. I know some of the chicanery that goes on in there, okay? This is not secondhand information. This is straight from the people that work in the business, okay? And I'm sure many of you do too. If they're honest. They'll tell you, okay? And again, we're getting close to the end for tonight. We'll probably be either Sunday morning or Monday evening, depending on what's going on, unless there is an emergency, in which case I'll broadcast whenever. But folks, you got to stay calm. You got to turn off that damn television. talk to the Father. Okay? He promised a comforter. Do you need a comforter right now? Most of the people I talk to need a comforter right now. And it's not just me and other brothers and sisters in faith. Why don't you talk to the greatest friend you have? My greatest comforter in my entire life has been the Father himself. I've got plenty of people I love and care for and have been comforts to me, but nobody has stuck closer or comforted me more than my Creator. Nobody. I've sought him out since I was a boy, and he's never let me down, ever. Isn't that the kind of help you'd like to have right now? And it's available to you. You just have to have faith. You have to call out. He says, if you'll call out to me, if you knock, if I'm knocking at your heart's door, you open the door, I'm coming in. That's not a suggestion. It's not a maybe. It's a promise. But you have to open the door. He's been knocking. But you've been too busy living life, the high life, partying, getting education, living out jobs, raising kids. You got all kinds of things to distract you. So you probably haven't heard the knock very loud. But he's knocking. He's always knocking. He says, I love you. I created you. Why would I not love you? Why would I not want the best for you? I'm knocking at your heart's door. Why won't you open the door? Why don't you let me in? There's your greatest source of truth and comfort and strength. And with that comes a spiritual connection that, believe it or not, folks, can help you overcome the wiles of the devil. All of his wiles, all of his nefarious deeds. You have the greatest source of strength, knowledge, wisdom, and overcoming knocking at your door. You are the only thing stopping it from coming in. Nothing else. You and you alone. All right, Curtis, I'm going to have to shove off for tonight. Did you have any closing comment, bud?
I send regards to all of our racial brothers and sisters to hang tight in this time of isolation from each other. I mean, it's hard to get together like they would in the 50s and 60s. And, so Yahweh bless everybody.
Yahweh bless, Curtis. Take care for you and your loved ones, all right?
The same. Good night.
Night. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody that called in and all for the listeners out there. And again, these are perilous times, but when Yeshua, the Messiah, when he walked upon the earth, he said, I'm telling you about what's coming. I'm telling you ahead of time for a good reason, because I don't want this to overcome you. You're in it now, folks, up to your ears, up to your eyeballs, actually. You're in it. This is exactly what he said was going to come. Calamity, a great shaking in the heavens and the earth. Boy, oh boy, do we have it. We have it in spades. Okay? This is proof that he was honest and true. And he said, I'm telling you because I don't want you to go by the wayside where the unbelievers are going. And guess what? People with faith, they're not panicking. None of the ones I know, anyway. They're concerned, but they're not panicking. They've got supplies put away. They're preppers. The people that don't prep, they're the ones that are storming the aisles and beating each other up trying to get a few goods off the shelf. Preppers aren't. Survivalists aren't. But they've made fun of us for a very long time. Who's laughing now? So, to Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with each other and to fellowship on this platform. We don't know how long we'll have it, but for tonight, we do, and we do give you the thanks for that. We thank you for the wisdom that you impart to those that love you, as you promised, in Psalm 91 and elsewhere, in Psalm 23. Okay, and we also know that the imprecatory prayer that we pray against our enemies via Psalm 83 has an effect. They love our fear, they love our confusion, they love our doubts, because it feeds their system, which is all negativity, negative energy, etc. We just thank you, Father, that positive feelings and positive vibrations comes from fellowship, truth, honesty, and sharing this information with each other and having a positive outlook, knowing that we are on the winning side. And you will get the glory when this is all said and done. You and you alone. No person, no institution, no army, nothing of this earth gets the glory when this thing comes down. And so we thank you for that. I also was remiss, Father Yahweh. I just want the people to know that I have some medical information from a naturopath, one of the best in the country. If you're concerned about your situation, especially now that some of you are sequestered, there is technology available for that healthcare information via the telephone and via computers. It's wonderful. It works. I've used it. And if you contact me, I will pass that on to the naturopath, and you can make arrangements for your loved ones to be assessed and to hear words of comfort about the natural things to boost your health. I'll leave it at that. There's much more to be said about it. But, Father, we thank you for that angel and the spirit that indwells in those people who are trying to help our folks today through naturopathic means. There's an assault against them. We ask for protection for them. All of your sons and daughters who are trying to do the good work, Father, we ask that you would watch over them and protect them and guide us all, Father. These are troubling times, but you said you'd be there with us. We know you will, and we can lean upon you. Our own understanding, nope, that's not going to work. You and you alone are the rock and the pillar. You are our refuge. You are our Savior, and you alone. And we understand that. So, again, thank you. Forgive us for our sins. Watch over us and protect us from these devilish adversaries. And we'll give you the glory and the honor at all times. We ask this in Yahweh's name. Hallelujah.